It's here. It's time. It's here. It's time. It's the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Let's go.
What's up? What's up? What's up, y'all? This is Bishop Kevin Foreman. You are listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show, and this is Uncommon Gospel Radio, which is not your ordinary gospel radio network. I am so excited that you are with me today. It's going to be a phenomenal show. Listen, y'all have been loving our show, and I want you to know that I love to love you. Yes, it's amazing, and I love the love that you are giving us. Hit us up on social media, on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Bishop Foreman, B-I-S-H-O-P-F-O-R-E-M-A-N. I am telling you, listen, I am not your ordinary preacher. This is not your ordinary radio show. I believe in keeping it real so that we can be healed. You will never, ever, hear me clearly, you will never, ever be able to heal from anything that you are not first real about. And so on our show, we tell the truth. We keep it 100 so with the ultimate goal of you seeing results in your life. That's what drives me. You know, part of a centrality in the mission that I have in life is changing lives. And I realized that to change lives, it's about results. It's about fruit. It's about what do you have to show for what you have done. So that's what drives me. And today's show is going to be a real good one. Did you not know that all of us, not only do we speak language, right? Maybe it's English, maybe it's Spanish, maybe you are bilingual. You speak English and Spanish. You speak English and French, English and Portuguese, so on and so forth. But did you not know that you also have something called a love language? That's right. There is a way in which you receive love. Now, today's show is one that, watch this, not only do I need you to listen to, but I need you to call. Y'all remember when they used to say lottie-dottie and everybody? I need you to get lottie-dottie and everybody, because today's show is going to be really good. I'm going to help you to uncover and discover your love language. A lot of the times in relationships and friendships and family, we get angry with people and we will falsely accuse people of not loving us. We will falsely accuse people of treating us poorly. And the reality is they just spoke a different language than us. Wow. We're already there, y'all. And we're only 2 minutes into the show. That's right. You've got a love language. I have a love language. And those love languages are extremely important to understanding how we receive love. A lot of the times we're expecting people, watch this, ladies especially, how many times have you said something like this? Well, they should know. He should just know what I like. He should just know. Or watch this. We assume that people that understanding how we receive love should be common sense. Well, you're not like every other human being, which means you're not going to receive love like everybody else. And you're also not going to give love like everybody else. In today's show, we are going to help you discover your love languages. This actually comes from something that I've taught at our church, Harvest Church, for many, many years. And in a series that we do called Relationship Revolution. That's what it's called, Relationship Revolution. And in case you did not know, maybe this is your first time ever tuning in. Maybe this is your first time ever hearing me. Harvest Church, because of the faithful giving of the people of Harvest, we have made all of our messages, that's right, all of our messages 100% totally free to speak life into your life. What? Get the heck out of here. No, I'm not playing. There's not a 99 cent download fee. There's not a $5.99 DVD fee. I don't even have a DVD player at my home anymore. I know some people probably still do. I don't. They don't even make CD players or new cars. They don't even put CD players in a lot of new cars these days. And so what we decided to do so that we could reach as many people and change as many lives as possible, in addition to great mediums like the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show, we have decided some time ago to give away our messages. Is that cool or what? And here's the best and simplest way to get the messages. Take your phone and text the word Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, to 59769. That's it. It's literally that simple. Text the word Harvest to the phone number 59769. When you do that, you're going to get a text immediately from us, so long as you don't have automatic texting blocked, and you're going to get a link from us that is going to give you the ability to get our mobile app. And in our mobile app, over 8,000 people have downloaded it, and we want you to be the next person to get it. Here's why. It is full of our podcast, which is going to have messages for you to listen to. It also has a direct link to our YouTube channel. channel. So you'll be able to listen to, or watch rather, prior messages through our YouTube channel. We've literally set up our YouTube channel so that it's like TV. You can get the word 24/7. Baby, we like 7-Eleven. Open all day, all night. The word is ready for you, right? So text Harvest to 59769. If you do not know how to do that, or maybe you've got text messaging blocked, simplest way to get those messages is to go to harvestchurch.church or bishopforman.com. I just gave you three simple ways to get the word. Sometimes you're looking for a word, and the reality is that it's not, I heard this cool saying, and let me give it to you. Sometimes if there's an abundance of information, there's a scarcity of attention. For you listening right now, if you need a word because of the faithful giving of the people of Harvest Church, it is available for you 24/7. So text Harvest to 59769, or you can simply go to harvestchurch.church. So it's not .org, it's harvestchurch, one word, .church, or bishopforman, bishopforman.com. Listen, we're going to be right back after this, right here on the Bishop Kevin Forman Radio Show. And when we come back, we're going to help you discover your love languages. You got them. And guess what? Everybody in your life, they've got them too. When you learn those languages, it improves your love. We'll be right back.
My folks and friends, listen to these words. See God save me from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor, 'cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna leave my side. My soul, but I was just a sinner left in the cold. Give me a second chance, save me from myself. Came to my rescue when I needed help. You wanna know why I love Him like I do? 'Cause when my enemy said I was through, He dug me from the bottom and put me on the top. He laid His hands on me, and now I can't be stopped.
Paralyze me, but God's hand let me through.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show, not your ordinary radio show, not your ordinary pastor, not your ordinary preacher. We keep it real so we can get healed. And this is Uncommon Gospel Radio. This show is all about you getting some results in your life. And listen, guys, we're getting in it right now. We're talking about your love languages. How many times have you falsely said that people don't know how to treat you, they don't treat you right, they don't do you right? And the reality of the matter is that you don't understand your love languages. Got it? Just like you speak English or Spanish or French or what have you, you also have love languages. Here's Bible, Romans 12, 9. Let love be genuine, abhor or hate what's evil and hold fast to what is good. And this is something that I have taught at Harvard Church several times. I've mentioned that to you before we went to our break, that you can get tons of series on love, dating, relationships, sex, and so much more. And you can get it from a biblical perspective and most importantly, a practical perspective. One of the things about Bishop Foreman is that I'm always going to give it to you in a way to where you can use it in your everyday life. What good is it if you don't know how to use it? It's like somebody bringing you and saying, you know, here's some gold ore. Well, that's great, but gold ore doesn't have the same value as refined gold. I can't use it the same way I can use gold ore. And so it needs to be refined so that I can get results. And that's the way I like to approach things. And I know that you appreciate that because you listen to the show. If you haven't connected with me on social media, I'm going to need you to do that. I'm going to need you to do that like right now. On Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Bishop Foreman. If you are on social media, you can connect with me on Snapchat at Dr. Dr. Kevin Foreman, and you can connect with me that way. So, listen, as we talk about these love languages, because we did a whole series, and I do these series at Harvest Church called Relationship Revolution. Again, you can get our app, text Harvest to 59769, and in our app, you'll be able to access that, and you can get messages there. You can also get messages from YouTube and all of that, all through our app and our podcast. I want to talk to you about some love languages. Now, here's the truth, guys. Genuine love, you need to know, starts with God. You need to know that genuine love absolutely starts with God. And the Bible says that God's love for us is unconditional. You need to know God loves you unconditionally. It doesn't matter how you messed up. It doesn't matter how you screwed up. It doesn't matter your failures or your mistakes. God loves him some you. Yes, he absolutely does. And because he loves you, that gives you the ability to be able to love other people. Titus 3:4-5 says, but when the goodness and loving kindness of our God and Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works we did in righteousness, but according to his own mercy. See, we receive love as a gift, but to love him back, watch this. Here's how we love God back. I'm getting to love languages, but I just need you to know that, watch this. If things aren't right with you and God, I need you to hear me and hear me clearly. You have got to get things right with you and God, because it's going to be impossible for you to love your husband better, love your kids better, love yourself better if things aren't right with God, all right? We receive God's love as a gift, but to love him back, here's what we do. It's in 1 John 5:3. It says, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. So proof that you love God is that you make what's important to him important to you. And see, when you're a good Christian first, you'll become a good mother, a good husband, a good father, a good daughter, a good son, and so on. If you reverse that order, you're going to fail at both. And I can't tell you how many times as a pastor where people have been trying to make their marriage better, but they're not trying to make their relationship with God better. Guys, it's never, ever, ever gonna work. I mean, it's crazy. It's just not gonna work. All right.